We're planning three formal events which will be the centerpieces of our presidency. The biggest is on the 12th of March, when we have a ministerial level meeting of the Security Council, focusing on change in the Middle East, challenges and opportunities. And we've invited a number of Arab ministers to come and participate in that meeting. And some other ministers of the Security Council members will also be coming to that. And then in the afternoon, a session with NGOs and civil society around a theme of from activism to accountability to explore in a little bit more detail some of the issues around peaceful protest and moving from protest into government. Secondly, on the 5th of March, we have an event on Somalia, where we're looking to adopt a presidential statement which will endorse the outcome of the recent London conference on Somalia to give international community blessing for the outcome of that conference. And thirdly, we'll be looking to do an event on Sudan. In the council this week, President Mbeki and the AU high-level panel have been briefing the council on their efforts to resolve some of the outstanding problems between Sudan and South Sudan, and we'll be looking to take that forward in the month of March.
As president of the Security Council for the month of March, the UK gets to choose one or two topics to highlight through debate. Now, are these going to be the topics?
Those will be the main topics, because the normal business of the month will include a number of different items, including the Middle East, Libya, where there's a new mandate required for the UN mission in Libya. There's a debate on MINUSTAH, the peacekeeping operation in Haiti. There will be some consultations on South Sudan. We're having an event on working methods, which is an additional event. We're working with the Portuguese, who chair the working group on working methods of the Security Council, and we're looking to see whether we can build on some of the ideas that we introduced 15 months ago during our presidency about making the Council more informal, more interactive, more focused on conflict prevention, and less on simply managing crises.
Will the Palestinian question come up? Because it sounds like the Arab Spring will be discussed, but I know that part of the Middle East is the Palestinian question.
Yes, that will certainly come up. There is a monthly debate on the Middle East when it will certainly arise. There's also the possibility that the Palestinian Permanent Observer has written inviting the Council to visit the Middle East, not in March, but later in the year. So that invitation may be discussed during our presidency.
Can you restate the UK's position on the Palestinian question?
Well, the UK's position has been very constant. We believe that there should be a negotiated settlement which leads to a viable two-state solution, so that you have a independent Palestine, independent Israel, living side by side in peace with Jerusalem as the shared capital, a just settlement for refugees. And that is what we've been working towards.
Since you brought it up, the question of Palestinian statehood, where is that in the Security Council?
Well, we had the full process in the Council at the end of last year, with the Admissions Committee looking at the question. It came back to the Council with a report, and really the next step is up to the Palestinians.
Syria has been a sticking point for the Security Council. Two separate resolutions were vetoed by Russia and China. You said you see your colleagues taking up the issue again this month. So what are the UK's plans regarding Syria and the Security Council?
Well, certainly I would expect Syria to be discussed in the Council on a number of different occasions. We have a briefing by the DPA once a month now, so that's another innovation that we started 15 months ago, that is now a part of the regular agenda. And certainly I would expect Lynn Pascoe to brief on Syria on that occasion. Kofi Annan, of course, has just been appointed by the Secretary General as a special envoy. And he will want to report to the Council at some point, I'm sure, during the month of March and possibly quite early in the month. And in addition, there is the possibility of returning to the Security Council with a draft resolution to see whether it's possible to have a resolution which is not vetoed by Russia and China, as the last two resolutions were.